Welcome to the Open Mic Podcast, coming to you from the Bay Area Studios, where each week we discuss relevant topics and random thoughts, and you never know who will drop in. At the Open Mic, no subject is off limits. And now, here's your host, Brett Allen.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Open Mic Podcast, coming to you live from the Bay Area Studios. It's a beautiful day here on a Tuesday. Man, oh man, life is good. And I am happy and blessed. Got another episode for you here today. And over here at the podcast, I just want to say thank you so much for listening to the program and being a part of this conversation every day. When I started out, I really didn't expect that anybody would want to listen, but we are almost at over 2,000 downloads so far. And man, I am just blown away by that. To everyone who listens, thank you so much. And to all of my guests that I've had so far, thank you as well. It has been a pleasure and a blessing and a treat and a treasure just to have you to be on the program. It's super cool. So it's Tuesday. Hopefully everybody's having a good day and had a good day so far. So we're going to put a little show out for you here on some organizational skills. I think it's important that we all have some sort of trait when it comes to being organized. Organization is important and helps us be successful. It helps us get the most out of life. And so we're going to talk about that today. And now these obviously aren't just things that I came up with on my own. I was able to put some ideas together from some other resources. And then they're just really common everyday common sense things, I think. But I do believe that organizational skills are really one thing that helps us stand alone in being successful, whether we're a business owner, whether we're an employee or a manager of a call center, whatever the case might be. It's important for us to be successful at whatever it is that we do, I believe, and to be organized. And so we're going to talk about that. And so these things, I think we can just practically apply to our lives and hopefully put into practice immediately and just have a good, healthy life. Man, the sun is shining inside my studio this morning. It's a beautiful day. It's going to be about the 80s, I believe, and I'm just happy and blessed. Taking the day off of work today, just a personal day. I have to take care of some doctor's appointments later, so I wanted to put together a podcast before I headed out for the day. So we're going to talk about the first step, I think, is just being proactive. I believe being proactive is far better than being reactive, because if you're proactive when it comes to being organized, you can have a jump start. You can be ahead of your day and just be prepared for whatever it is that comes your way. Now, most of us, I think, take the day one day at a time, the work day one day at a time. We come in and we're just ready for whatever happens. But typically, if we're just kind of ready and we don't really prepare to be organized, we just sort of take it as it comes, then what can happen is that we can be reactive to anything that happens. Now, obviously, there are certain things that we can control and that we can't control, but the things that we can be in charge of, the things that we can be in control of, I think it's very important for us to be proactive in those areas. I think it's super important, and there are ways that we can do that. We can write things down. We can prepare for it a day or two in advance. We need to know, possibly, we can write down what we need to do for the next day and make preparation for that before you leave for the day. It doesn't only just help you be organized, but it also really helps take the guesswork out of our workday. It might even possibly give us some insights or ideas of how to do the work better. And I think we all want to be better at what we do. We've talked about this on the program before. We've talked about, you know, being the best version of ourselves and whatnot. And I think part of that process is just being prepared. And so being proactive instead of reactive. I know I have a tendency sometimes to be reactive, but when I have a list of things and I know that I can prepare for, I think that's super important. And it just allows me to just get one jump ahead of the breadline, one swing ahead of the sword. And by the way, if you're listening and you know what I'm referencing there, I don't want to give it away, but if you know what I'm referencing, message me on Instagram at the Open Mic Podcast and I will buy you a cup of coffee. I will give you a gift certificate for a cup of coffee if you're listening and you can tell me what that line is from. So there's a challenge. The next thing is to make a list. I think list making is important. I make lists all the time. Not just necessarily for the podcast, but maybe when it comes to shopping, for groceries, when it comes for down to things that I need to do for the day. I think list making is really, really important because it gives you an advantage and it allows you to be proactive in a lot of different ways. Obviously, the major benefit to this is that you don't forget anything. But an added bonus to writing things down is you can make a list and you can cross it out. So as you take down one thing, you can move on to the next. And it also allows you in a mental sort of way to look at things as like, hey, I'm getting things done. I'm accomplishing things and I'm being proactive, as our first step talks about. It proverbially lets you put your ducks in a row and you shoot them down one by one, metaphorically speaking. I've never been duck hunting in my life. I've never done any kind of hunting, but I can make ducks in a row on a list, and I can definitely check them off one by one. And if I don't make a list, obviously for me, I have a tendency to forget things. And that's not good either, because if you have something important, you don't want to miss it, like an appointment or maybe a job interview or a meeting with your boss or coworkers or a date with your spouse or your significant other. But making a list is definitely important. Another thing that I like to do is to make a schedule. You know, making a schedule as you're planning, as you're writing things down, as you're being proactive, making a schedule is important. Excuse me. Now, because I have a toddler, I think making a schedule is important. Because if I don't make a schedule, then I forget stuff as well. But at the same time that I'm planning the day and making a list of my tasks, I should also, I like to make a schedule, giving each thing that I have to do a specific time that they need to be done in. And if you give yourself time limits, you can sort of zero in on those things that you need to do and know that they need to be done by a certain time period in the day. Now, when you're doing a podcast or anything really important, people have time frames. If you have meetings, if you have lunches, everybody works in a time frame. And especially with the podcast guest, you know, they're available on this day and at this time. And if you're not able to really meet that time frame and you miss it, well, that can be a problem. And that guest might not be available anymore. They may have something going on. There's just a million different things, and that's not good. So I think it's key to make a schedule to know between this time and that time, I have to get this done. And I use that at work all the time, especially being in sales. It's key. So far we have, you know, being proactive instead of reactive. We have making a list. We have making a schedule. The next thing is to be an early bird. Now, I've talked about this before. There are morning people, there are night people, but I think that if we are motivated in what we want to do, I think getting an early start on things is important. If you wake up early, at least it doesn't have to be hours, but maybe like an hour or a half an hour. If you wake up early, typically you're more likely to get more things done and in time. You know, there's 8 hours in the day, and we often go, man, there's just not enough hours in the day to get this done. Well, there's 8 hours, and I think a lot can be done in 8 hours if we reschedule it and we rewrite things down. But we're an early bird. So typically, we're more likely to get things done if we start early. Now, of course, that should reflect on the work schedule you make. But getting started early also means that there are other things you can do to stay on your toes. such as daily exercise or a good breakfast, putting the fuel in your body that's necessary to be successful. Starting early also means you avoid stress by having plenty of time to get to work and do anything else that you need to do. Now, we all know that if we do all these things, there are going to be unexpected things that can come up during the day. And that's part of being proactive instead of reactive. Now, obviously, we are not able to predict the future and decide, you know, well, this is going to happen and that's going to happen, and so I'm going to stress out about it. But I think that it's important for us to just be as prepared as possible. And if we're up early and we exercise, I've been going for walks in the morning, trying to get back into the gym. But when you get an early start on the day, even if it's like 30 minutes, I think that can benefit us in a major way, because it allows us to just really maximize the time that we have available. Now that we get home at night and we can unwind, we all have our routines, whatever that might be. And that sort of thing allows us to just relax from putting in hard work and grinding in the day. The next thing I think is important, and then I wrote this down, is establish a filing system. Now, this might be a little old school for some people who are listening, but a filing system is important because, well, let's back up. You know, most of our, you know, things that we do are probably done electronically on a smartphone, an iPhone, whatever, but I also think it's important maybe to keep a backup file of those things as well. We still need to know where everything is stored at, where we're keeping all this information, looking for missing pieces of schedules or whatnot can take time. And we just need to make sure, if we can, challenge ourselves to be sure that everything is in the right place and have a master document. So keep things written down electronically, but also on paper if you can as well. And again, I know this might seem old school for some folks, but this falls in line with what we spoke about keeping a list. So let's go over these again. Being proactive instead of reactive is key. Making a list, making a schedule, being an early bird, establish a filing system, and really another key is making the most of your prime time. Now, I'm not referring to prime time television, but we all have a certain time of the day where we're the most productive. Some work better in the mornings. Some of us work better at night. If we're able to, if it's a possibility, we should try and schedule our most demanding or challenging work during the time that we're the most productive. Now, I'm most productive in the evenings. That's really for me, but I work 8 hours during the day. So I have to adapt in and just train myself to really be effective at all points in the day. But if you're able to, maybe you have some things that can be done at night, maybe paying bills, making grocery lists, planning vacations, whatever it might be. I think if we can zero in on the times that we are the most productive, well, then that's fantastic. If we can do that, then go for it, because then you are maximizing the most productive times of the day. Some people are good in morning. Some people are good at night. Some people are good midday. It just depends. But whatever the case might be, I think it's important for us to just make the most of our time. If you can, coordinate with coworkers when you're most productive. And if your business obviously involves meeting with other people, we need to coordinate our prime time with theirs. So if they don't mesh or there is a schism in there somewhere, well, then we have to sort of figure out, maybe go back to that one of those original steps, and just, you know, be proactive instead of reactive. Another thing is important, and this is something I struggle with a lot. My weakness is minimizing interruptions. Now, this might seem like an obvious thing, but I personally waste a lot of time dealing with interruptions at work. My job is pretty cut and dry, though, so I do have some interruptions, but not a lot. But let's say you are in an open office setting and you have people coming in and out. And when I work out of my home office, actually, I do get interrupted a lot. Coworkers come by. We don't we have cubicles, but it's an open space. Management's in the open space, and so we all sort of can interact with each other. But this is why it's important to make a schedule, because if we follow the schedule, we can avoid as many distractions as possible. Maybe we have to shut our phone off. Maybe we have to close the door. Maybe if you travel frequently, you should travel in as comfortable surroundings as you can so you can work. If you're able to fly maybe business class or first class or whatever, just minimize interruptions. I think small talk can be a challenge. I tend to Facebook my buddy Isaac, my producer, but he's pretty good at limiting distractions, so I know he's going to listen to this. So if I message him and he can't talk, he definitely won't respond, but I know he will eventually. But there's just a lot of things that can eat our time up during the day. And I'm not saying that those things are bad, but if we can minimize those, and sometimes in my job we have focus days where we don't do anything but just sell. We don't watch videos. We don't, you know, sometimes our managers will play shows on TV in the background, or sports, or basketball games, whatever, but minimizing interruptions. Another thing, if you're a manager, this might, you know, affect you more specifically, but learning to delegate is important. I'm not a manager, but if you're a manager, delegating tasks as many as you possibly can to people you trust. You know, whether it's finances, web administration, content creation, marketing, those types of things, if you're able to delegate them, then that's fantastic. And finally, organizing your workplace. Organization is key. Whether you're alone or you have employees or you want to arrange your house, your office, whatever, if you're organized, you can be more efficient. Even putting things that are easily accessible, like a printer or, you know, whatever. I don't know, whatever you do in your work, keeping everything close by, being organized, all your files. And organization is really a key to being successful, I think. If you're unorganized, maybe you have a personal assistant. I don't have that luxury. So especially dealing with my son and mom and co-parenting, podcasting, all the things that I have going on, organization is key. Because if I'm not organized, well, then that can be a real problem. And that's not good either. So these are just some basic tips. Again, nothing that is new. Nothing that I came up with on my own, but being proactive instead of reactive, making a list, make a schedule, be an early bird if possible, establish a filing system, even though you do things electronically, writing them down is key too, making the most of your prime time, you know, whether you're a morning person or a night person, whatever, make the most of that time, try and minimize interruptions. Learn to delegate if necessary and organize your workplace, your home office, whatever. Just be as prepared and organized as possible, because that is very important and it's key. Absolutely. It's just very, very important. So these are some fun things to share this morning on the podcast. Of course, these are all areas I'm working on and striving to be better at, and hopefully I can be a little bit of encouragement to you, and this helps you out on a Tuesday morning. So we're going to take a quick pause, and we'll be right back after this. Well, thank you so much for being a part of the Open Mic Podcast. It's always a pleasure and an honor to put episodes together for you every single day. Be sure to follow us on social media. Have the Open Mic Podcast and leave us a comment. Send us an email if you have any questions. Thank you to my producer, Isaac Lopez, and our announcer, Stu Gray. Until next time, have a wonderful day. Let somebody know that you love them. Give them a hug, and we'll talk to you soon. Be blessed.
Thanks for joining us today. If this is your first time listening, be sure to stop by the iTunes store and click the subscribe button so you don't miss out. And please leave a kind rating and review. And to all our listeners, thanks for the support. Until next time, cheers and be well.